It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council members Rick Davis and Terry Willis. We're going to talk about kind of the things that went on in Price over the last year, talk about the holidays coming up. You know, there's so many things that went on, but we all here know the one that's top of mind for everybody and what they wanted to hear about. And so we kind of decided that we're going to talk about the construction on the roads that went on last year. And you know, Third East is somewhat finished, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But Rick and Terry, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dave, for inviting us.
Any time. Like I said, this is information. I like getting information out there that people want to hear and need to hear. And, you know, if we can save a few questions along the way from other people, then I think we've done what we needed to do, right?
Yes.
All right. So, Rick, we're going to start with you. And, you know, the road that was on top of on everybody's mind this year was Third East. It was the road that everybody traveled. And it's finished. The important part is finished, but it's not really finished. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. But a lot of people don't understand that while Third East was going on, you were also doing a major reconstruction on, was it 7th South?
It was
7th East.
It was 7th East and 2nd South.
And then on 4th Avenue as well.
That is correct.
So you had three pretty good-sized road projects going on at the same time.
We did. And in the midst of everything, you know, that was a focal point of everyone. The 3rd East, it was shut down, and everyone was saying, what is going on? Why is that not complete? And I finally was saying, you realize, of course, that this is not the only project that Price City has. We have the one on 7th East. We have a major project on 4th Avenue. I said, we have this one. I know that people thought that all we had this summer was sunshine, but we had some storms in there that came in, lifted some stormwater pipes, things like this, washed away the gravel and stuff. It really extended the period that we were trying to do the construction on 3rd East. And we were able to not only do 3rd East, but also the road in front of the swimming pool all the way up past Pioneer Park. So we were able to accomplish a lot of things
there. And I know that was a big thing that you wanted to get done, too, was right there in front of the pool. Question, really, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, I mean, yes, there was a lot of things, but 3rd East is the road that's traveled a lot. 7th South was probably, was it just as big of a project?
It was, I don't know if it was quite as big a project, but I believe it really was, except for there were some differences, you know, of what we were doing there. And, of course, we had the storm water and everything else into that area also. A lot of people, what they don't understand is the monies. You have a Class C road money that we have for repair of the streets and for some cape and seal and things like this and painting and that. But we had to go in and we had to get a bond. And when you do that, you have to go through certain steps in order to get a large amount of money. So
and so you had 7th East, you had, and then you also had 4th Avenue, and that was just another, you know, another project that was, it was a fairly good sized project.
It was. It was another reconstruction. It wasn't just a cape and seal or a mill and overlay. It was a major project.
Wasn't anything that was going to be quick or easy.
Absolutely.
And then before we came on, we were talking about the fact that, you know what, you guys ran into the same problems that a lot of people that are trying to build anything around here, and that was, you know, supply issues.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, everyone is experiencing that, no matter whether you're building a home or a home project or whatever you're doing. There is that issue out there that it's hard to find certain material there to get the job complete.
And I do know one of the big projects that's going on right now that's having that problem is the port of entry. That's when they're, one of their hiccups the whole time is finding supplies and things like that to get this done. Sure. So it's not just Price City. It's everywhere. No,
it is.
We also, though, use that as kind of a... We got our 3rd East done before the port of entry, so we are so happy about that.
So 3rd East is the benchmark then? Is that what we're doing? All right, Terry, let's bring you in now, and let's talk, because we were also discussing the fact that, and I made mention of it, that 3rd East is finished, but it's not completely finished with what you guys want to do there and envision on 3rd East. So what's the continuation of 3rd East going to look like?
Well, on either side of the where we did the project, The road still needs a little attention. Luckily, not a lot. So in this next year, we are looking at doing, I think, a mill and overlay on that, which is a fairly minor treatment. Shouldn't take a long time. Of course, we didn't think the other project would take a long time either. But this really are fairly quick projects to complete. And with that, then we'll be restriping 3rd East, and we're going to have put the parking back, so don't anybody panic. And then we're going to have bike lanes that go from 1st North all the way up to 9th North, which will take people to the bike trails up on Wood Hill. And so we're excited about getting that done. And that's part of a bigger project, actually.
Right, and that's where we were headed next. Is as you were talking about when we were before we came on, was the fact that, you know, one of the biggest things before you take on a project like this is you've got to have a plan.
Absolutely,
you've got to have a plan. And you guys have said that you've gotten with the road department and you've done something that is pretty interesting. And you guys have been working hand in hand and side by side on this. So let's talk about that project and what's been going on.
Right. With some really good work, we've always known that we had road issues, and we know certain roads are worse than others. But we've never really had a handle on exactly how much work every road needs. And so John Procaroni and our new engineer, Dan have been working, and Miles have been working on this great inventory. And they've inventoried every single road in Price. Road.
And now that that's done, it's time for the citizens to kind of step up and say, okay, because you guys are going to go to them and they're going to say, you're going to say, okay, this is what the roads are like, and what road do you want to see fixed first?
Well,
and where's the money going to come from?
We've developed also out of that, then, knowing what the cost based on current prices are to fix each road, a new grouping of roads that we would like to see get attention in this first year. There's a combination of roads that just need a new ceiling on them to keep them in as good a shape as they already are. Some mill and overlay, a little bit of crack sealing, you know, some minor things, and then a few roads that need a complete redo. And with that inventory, that prioritization list, we're going to present that to the public and say, this is our first step in doing these roads. Do these roads that we've chosen meet what the public thinks are high priority roads? From there, then we're going to approach the public and say, now we need to fund these. We need to step up a little bit and come up with a way to complete these road projects.
Right. And you were kind of saying that, you know, there's different, like Rick kind of alluded to, there's different monies for different roads. So like if some of the roads don't have the infrastructure under them, then you can use, money can come from a different place
right.
for that? Is that how it works?
Yeah. I mean, Class C road money will do the roads themselves, and we get a certain amount of that and road from the gas tax money and different things like that. But then if it needs a complete overhaul because it's got infrastructure issues, water and sewer, there is money in the water and sewer for doing that. And, of course, for putting the roads back together once that project is done. But there's not enough money in those little pots to completely do these projects as we need to get them done. So it may come back to approaching the public and saying, we might need a tax increase. We may need to bond these, and the public is going to have to help pay. What are your priorities as a city on how you want us to get these roads done? We've heard it over and over. This is a main issue with people, is fixing our roads. So at that point, it's time to say, how do you want us to fund them?
Absolutely, and that's what's got to happen. All right, I'm going to let you both kind of give some time here at the very end, just to kind of, because we always do this every year with Price City, let the council members and the mayor and everybody come in and just kind of give a holiday greetings and those kinds of things for the people of Price City. So Rick, I'm going to start with you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dave. And I just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Drive safely, be safe throughout the year.
Absolutely. And Terry, go ahead and take it away. Send us home.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to serve this city for the last 6 years. And even though I won't be back next year to take on some of these projects, I have been honored to be able to get things going and do the work that the city needs. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a safe holiday and just stay healthy.
Absolutely. And pray for a lot of snow.
We need to do that. We need to do that.
All right. Price City Council members Rick Davis and Terry Willis, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the year that was. And we really appreciate you. And I'm sure that we're going to talk again soon. You guys take care.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.